This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We had the first four, but it's not the first four. There's eight, but they're playing for the right to be the first four. It's my wife was asking me about this last night. She's kind of like, what is this exactly? And I said, and I was explaining to her and my 11-year-old, here's the basic gist, Tobes. This is the committee going, you don't deserve to be in the original 64 without proving one more thing to us. Whether you're a 16 seed down at the bottom, because you're not good, or are part of a conference that you know doesn't even have two rims in their home gym, or you're one of these blue bloods, say North Carolina, who rolled last night, San Diego State, Xavier, a team that you know has had a lot of tournament success over the last couple of decades, Texas, a major program, obviously, basically saying to these guys, we both know, you didn't really deserve it. Prove it, right? So that's what this is. It's that kind of first right to have a tough path. Now, some of these teams, these 11 seeds in the past, I can't pull off the top of my head, have had some nice moments where they've got, it's like winning the wild card round in baseball. You get a little momentum. You played that week instead of sitting around for a calendar week waiting. If you're one of these teams that is good, a mid seed, a five, a six, somewhere in there, that maybe lost in their conference tournament fairly early, like in a good conference, think of Clemson, right? They haven't played basically in a week. I'd rather play a game. I know this might be a hot take, and we'll talk about this a bit. I'd rather play a game with the chance that my tournament could be over than sit around for 8 days just trying to wait for that much hyped type thing, especially if I'm not that good. Now, if I'm Duke, I want every day I can possibly get, and I'm going to walk in and go, how's your ankle, Coop? How's your ankle, Coop? How's your ankle, Coop? How's your ankle, Coop? Like, you know what I mean? You need that. But if you're a team that's not that awesome, that's good but not great, I'd rather play than not play. But anyway, so that was last night, and we got a great one to start us off.
Yeah, so there's a couple of teams that were 11 seeds that have gone on long runs. VCU was an 11 seed that was in the first four.
Did they do the first
and
four?
And they went to the final four and lost to Butler. And one of my favorite teams to watch a couple of years ago was the UCLA team that beat Michigan State in overtime in the first four.
There you go.
They ended up in the final four when they lost to Gonzaga. Jalen Suggs hit that crazy shot to win that one at the buzzer after Juzang was
That's really right. Good.
So that was a really fun team to watch as well. So you've seen some teams go on some runs out of these things. And honestly, Danny, we're going to talk a little more about Carolina when we get the chance, but they might be a team that goes on a little bit of a run because it seems like they've gotten hot. Sometimes you see some of these teams that are barely sneaking in. They hear the noise, especially a blue blood like Carolina, where they were talking about it all night on the broadcast because they had plenty of time because it was never close. But they kind of got rolling. Maybe they keep rolling, but it's not the real tournament yet. It's a nice appetizer because you had a great game last night. Like, when's the last time you watched Alabama State play basketball? Like, never.
I may have caught one at some point somewhere. Who knows? Like one of those. Like, let's just see how long I take. And Devon St. Francis. So if you didn't catch it, ends up a shot goes in with 0.7 seconds left. They put another second or 0.3 seconds back on the clock. Alabama State won. It was a thriller. It was a great game. Two teams just doing everything they possibly could to keep their seasons alive. And it was thrilling. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So here's the question that I want everyone here. I want Corporate Clary to be able to weigh in. I want Darris Dameron to be able to weigh in. I want Toby to weigh in. I'll weigh in. You guys will weigh in too at 800-636-1067. Because I don't know that there's a straight answer to this. Has the NCAA tournament started yet? Or does it start Thursday? At one point, they called that the first round.
Which was terrible.
They've changed that a little bit because they're like, okay, we know that it's not, right? Now, everybody's bracket, like, for example, you could pick a bracket before last night that had one of these 11 seeds beating a 6. Or you could pick the 16 seed over Auburn or whatever if you felt like it. You could pick Alabama State to beat Auburn if you wanted to. Or whatever. Whoever they're playing. But to me, this is akin to the NBA play-in game or little play-in tourney thing, where they've made it so there are teams that have earned the right to be in the postseason. You have to do one more thing to be in the postseason. Therefore, the postseason hasn't actually started yet. It's like a pre-tournament. And that's my sort of weird mental thing for it. I think, unfortunately, you guys, you and me are going to agree to this. We don't really necessarily have a great case for the opposing view. But to me, the tournament has not started yet. Do you think it has?
No, it has not. I mean, it's something that's a nice appetizer, like I said. You get a Tuesday and a Wednesday, because it's crazy how quick the turnaround is, by the way. You get selection Sunday, you get a day off, and then immediately on Tuesday night, you're getting basketball and your television, getting ready for this thing. But the reason it's not the tournament, Danny, you can still submit your brackets. Like, it's not something right. You have to turn it in before the games on Tuesday. You can pick one of the two teams, and you can still fill everything out until basically noon on Thursday. So it's not the start of the tournament yet, but it is something that they're talking about expanding this, the tournament, and maybe getting up to upwards of 70 teams. Please don't. It was fine when it was just 64. Now that you're at 68 with this first four, I can live with that. It's fine exactly how it is. You get a good 16 seed game last night. You have a little bit of a blowout in the 11 seed game, but it's nice. You get some teams, like, you've probably watched the Texas or Xavier game in the last couple of years. Maybe not this year, but you at least know those teams. You get to watch American and Mount St. Mary's tonight. Like, I think it's a good mix of what you have, where you get to see some of these teams against, and you get to learn some of these 16 seeds before they eventually get blown out by Auburn or Duke or Houston or whoever they're going to play. So I don't want them to expand it is the main thing, but no, the tournament has not started yet.
Let me try to make the case to say that it has started. Did two teams get eliminated last night?
They did.
How'd they get eliminated?
They lost.
In?
A tournament.
Didn't the tournament start then?
Eh.
See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're basically now playing games for the right to continue playing. So isn't that just an extension of the tournament? All you're adding is a tournament game, right? For a team that maybe wasn't as deserving, you're adding an extra hurdle, but you're still talking about NCAA tournament action. It's all sanctioned. It's not like they went to the CBI or whatever this new thing in Vegas is that my GW revolutionaries, I'll get used to that one day, are playing in, right? Georgetown's playing in it. It's not like they're doing that. This is for the right to play in the NCAA tournament. It's not a conference tournament. This is the postseason. That's where they're going. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you can make that argument, but I just, like you said, with the basketball and the NBA, the play-in tournament, first of all, I think that's incredibly stupid as well, but you're not really in the playoffs yet, are you? Like, that doesn't count. Also, the thing that the NBA does, and they kind of tell you it's not the playoffs, those stats that you accrue, I think, in the play-in tournament don't even accrue for anything. Like, there's no...
So they're not postseason stats.
They don't even become postseason stats.
Interesting.
So I'm pretty sure, like, that kind of tells you that their little play-in tournament is its own little standalone thing. If that's the case, then this little first four thing, it's fun. It's a good way to get basketball on the TV so you're thinking about it again. And it's one of those things where on Thursday and Friday, you don't want to miss a game, especially the good ones. On these ones, if I miss Texas Xavier tonight, I'll be all right.
So now as Darius is working his way back to the console here, Ryan was not with us yesterday. He was working from home, which you could do if you're corporate. Right, you can do that if you're corporate. You can sort of tell your peers in the C-suite, hey, I'm not going to be in today. I'll be on email or whatever. So I would like a full intro for Ryan Clary here, Darius, if we can muster that, just to get his corporate opinion. Is he's a guy that has to deal with multi-million-dollar deals, and he's sitting in with the ad executives, the TV executives, planning programming. He runs a lot of stuff around these parts. So let it build for a second before we introduce Corporate Ryan Clary. Has the tournament started, sir?
It has not.
Ooh.
And the reason why that is because this is the... Danny, what were you saying? It's not like the NCAA tournament, but it's the... What are they doing?
Play-in?
The play-in tournament. So this is not the NCAA tournament.
So the play-in tournament is over for Alabama State?
Yeah.
It's a one game, that's it? That
one
was their
game,
tournament?
That was it. That was their opportunity to make the tournament. And they did not, because they were in the play-in tournament, which is just one game, but you have to win that game to then get into the real tournament here.
So, yeah, again, I'm arguing against myself here because I'm trying to present the other case, because I agree. I think the tournament starts tomorrow, just afternoon. One team has been eliminated. Two teams got eliminated. San Diego State got eliminated, and St. Francis of Pennsylvania got eliminated.
Yes.
What did they get eliminated from?
The play-in tournament.
That's a good retort. That's how you get up the corporate ladder.
I got to be honest. I thought the corporate guy would go along with the whole, yeah, the tournament starts on Tuesday.
Branding and synergy.
68 teams, you know. Big deal.
Dayton's a key piece of inventory for us here at the corporate level. Darius, has the tournament started yet?
What do I have in my hand here, Danny?
That's an NCAA tournament bracket.
Yeah, you hear that?
Yeah.
What's at the top of this bracket here?
Let me see. I can't see from here. It looks like the different games and days and regions.
Yeah. And then at the very top, there's also...
looks like eight teams.
Oh, eight teams.
And four games.
Yeah. Next to it, it says the first four. I think the tournament started.
There it is!
Oh!
I knew we had one! I knew it!
Let's go!
I knew it! Now, make your case, sir. Make your case.
So, I think all in all, it's a part of the entire experience. It is now. It's been ingrained in part of the entire experience.
So we have to separate. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
We have to separate whether we like it or not.
True.
Like the idea of it's hard to get excited about a blowout in Dayton. You know what I mean? Like I'm not that into that. But it's here and it's real and it counts.
Correct. And it's presented in the same fashion. You're still getting some of the A commentator teams and things like that. It's got the same broadcast presentation as any other March Madness game that's going to happen over the next several weeks. I don't see why this is not a part of the tournament, why this is not the official start of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't. Well, first of all, you don't get 11 seeds versus 11 seeds in the actual tournament. That's my thing. It's like, these sorts of matchups just don't happen. And maybe this is what you want to look at as the kickoff of it. And it's like a appetizer, but it feels like what Ryan was saying, where it's a play into the tournament. And I guess if you want to say that counts as a part of the tournament, if we're going to get technical with that, then fine. But I don't view the real start of the tournament until Thursday. But that being said, I'm not going to complain about two basketball games that were, one was good last night, one was terrible, but still, two college hoops games on my TV last night, two on my TV tonight before a barrage of college hoops Thursday and Friday. Sign me up. Whatever it is, whether it's a tournament or not, I enjoy it.
But even in that barrage of tournament games that we're going to get on Thursday and Friday, let's not act like we're not going to get several blowouts throughout that entire barrage.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. And what makes this any different? What makes the first four any different?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, North Carolina played a heck of a game last night. It's also good, too, because seeing a team like a North Carolina, it almost works like the wild card was for a little bit with baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Where it was like a one-game playoff, sort of get in and then see if you can go on a roll like the Nats did in 19. That counted as the playoff, so maybe Darius could talk me into that a little bit, but I'm still going to lean with tournament starts tomorrow.